Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. Action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day, one and all. Steve Miggs, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I can see myself in the reflection of Danny's beautiful teeth this morning.
Huge day today. I don't know if anybody knows this, but this is the day that we've been waiting for. 2 years in the making.
Collectively.
We can finally take pictures with Danny, and it doesn't look like we're hanging out with our 13-year-old son.
Congratulations, Danny. You are no longer a brace face.
Hey, thank you. A metalhead is what I went with. I'm no longer a metalhead, so.
I like that. Now, I remember
to emo again.
I'm back to emo, finally.
When I got my braces off, I remember, like, the upper ones feeling kind of slimy. Did you have that sensation?
You know, it was weird because, like, so they took them off, and they immediately, like, took, like, a cloth, and they're like, wait, don't do anything, and they just, like, immediately wiped them off. They felt, like, immediately smooth, which was kind of cool.
I thought you were going to say they immediately grabbed like a Sour Patch Kid and said, eat this.
Funny enough, they gave me a whole bag of Sour Patch Kids, popcorn, chewy things that I couldn't eat, gum. I haven't had gum in 2 years, people. Like, it's insane.
Have you had gum since?
Oh, yeah.
Today. What flavor?
It was just the bubblicious.
Ooh, good choice.
Yeah, I like just the regular bubblegum flavor.
So do you feel like you're talking differently or like?
Oh, it's so weird. I feel like my teeth are so big. Like,
you sound more mature.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve. Even.
You're welcome, Dad. We're going to start calling you Daniel now that you don't have braces.
Well, congratulations, Danny. You look amazing.
Hey,
let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
It's dumb, but I got so fired up yesterday when Danny sent that text. I pumped my fist and went, hell yeah. I was like...
Anyone that's ever had any sort of like mouth work, retainers, any braces, just knows the glory of that day where it's no longer.
I was like, I haven't had these braces on for 2 years. My life has been completely fine when it comes to what I'm eating, how chewy things are, all the popcorn in the world. But I was like, F yeah, Danny, now it's time to live.
Yeah.
Let's go. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and Danny's Teeth.
Yeah.
It's also Happy World Kindness Day, so be kind to people.
Yeah.
You know, maybe hold a door open for somebody. Don't let it slam in front of their face.
That's a nice thing to do.
I'm looking at you, buddy, at the gym.
Oh, called out.
Yeah. Maybe donate to charity.
That's a great idea.
You got to pick one place to donate to. Where you go?
Well, you know me. It's going to be the National MS Society, of course.
Yes.
What about you?
The National MS Society
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. That or Motley Zoo.
Oh, love Motley Zoo.
Those are always two great ones. Hey, yesterday... the Seattle Kraken celebrated World Kindness Day a day early. At first, I was not thinking. I was saying some unkind things about our Seattle Kraken after the first period. I'm like, right. Down 2-0. Why am I even watching this game? Next thing you know, a 4-goal second period. I lost my voice. I'm so excited. It's like I'm going through puberty as the Kraken win, beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2. Brandon Tanev and Eli Tovinen. I always screw up his name.
There's a lot of names that you can screw up in hockey.
There is. They scored 10 seconds apart to take the lead, and Joey DeCord had 38 saves. He was being peppered during that game. Up next for the Kraken, they're taking on the Blackhawks, and that's going to be happening yesterday, which is the third game of a 6-game homestand.
Go Kraken.
Yes.
A fire severely damaged West Seattle's historic Camp Long Lodge, which has been a beloved part of the community since 1941. The fire started after the lodge and two cabins were vandalized, and it ended up being about 60 firefighters that had to respond to this. Locals know just how important this lodge has been to the community over the years. Everything from like scouting events and other community events have been held there.
Danny, do you know of this place? Do you live in West Seattle?
Yeah, it's down by Elkhi.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like, yeah, I've always seen you see it, and it's just like, it's a spectacle, but then on top of that, they offer, like, tours and whatnot, or they did anyway.
Well, there's a ton of community members that have reached out and asked how they can help. They want to try to restore it, so hopefully that'll be on the road to recovery.
Yesterday, a word came out that the Chicago Bears are having a tough season this year. Things are not going well. There's players that are asking the coaching staff to play their other quarterback, not the number one draft pick. The coach is on the hot seat, but now their offensive coordinator is gone. You might remember this guy's name, Shane Waldron. He was the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. I bring all this up because he was just fired by the Bears. And Emmanuel Acho is an analyst for FS1. And he was talking about this firing and shared some interesting information about some Seahawks players, giving him some intel.
But I'll share this. I won't share the name. I got a text while we were doing the show from a Pro Bowl player who played for the Seahawks, and Shane Waldron was there. This was September 26th. I could have told you the offense was going to be some bleep. The bleep word started with an S. Never understood that hire. I respond. They respond. Man, they hated him in Seattle, and we collectively felt like we didn't have a good offensive coaching staff. Close quote.
How about that?
Ouch.
So a lot of people are trying to figure out, well, who is he talking about? Some people immediately thought offense, like, you know, was it DK Metcalf, he's a Pro Bowler, or was it Tyler Lockett, Geno Smith? But then some people brought up a good point. He didn't say current Seahawks, he just said played for. And he didn't say if they were on the offense or defense. And apparently he's buddies. A lot of people are speculating it was Quandre Diggs, because apparently him and Acho are buddies. But my question is for you, do you make sure that the player's okay with you reading that text? I know he didn't say the name of the player.
But you know the internet is full of sleuths. Like, they'll figure it out.
Like, I hope he went back to, let's just say it was Quandre, and says, hey, Quandre, can I read this? Is it cool if I read this? I won't say who it's from.
I'm going to assume he did not do that.
Like, I always get weird when people, like, screenshot, like, your text messages and maybe don't get the okay from that person. I'm like, I get it's very innocent what you're sharing, but I don't know, man. Everybody expects everything to be put out there on, like, for public consumption.
This is true. The FDA recently recalled nearly 80,000 pounds of Costco's Kirkland Signature butter due to missing allergy labeling for milk. The recall includes...
So everything's fine with this, but it just didn't say that there's milk in this product.
What? No. This includes 46,800 pounds of unsalted and 32,400 pounds of salted sweet cream butter. That's what we get, the salted sweet cream butter. It's so good. This is a Class 2 recall, which began on October 11th, and customers can return the affected butter for a refund.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
It's butter to be safe than sorry.
Out.
Cha-cha. Come on.
I thought you were going to say, I can't believe it's not butter.
Parkay. A lot of texts are coming in. Congratulations, Danny. Happy to have your braces off your face. Another person says, you do sound different.
Oh.
Another person says, good for you, Danny, but beware. I got pregnant the day I got my braces off when I was in high school.
I'm already pregnant. That's crazy.
Make sure you use protection today.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 55 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
There's a well-known musician that just went off on one of his own tattoos, and he had this to say.
I can't stand this tattoo on my chest. It started when I was 18. It's been a cover-up 3 times. I've been trying to get it done since I was 18.
Ooh, so who said this, and what is the tattoo of? You'll find out at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kane Brown. You familiar with him? He's a country singer.
I know who he is. I couldn't name a single song of his.
That's the random country concert that I ended up at this summer. When my friend's band played, Low Cash. Yeah. They were opening for Kane Brown.
Okay, I'm just picturing Danny in a cowboy hat right now, and I'm loving it.
No, just, okay.
Okay. We've seen you in a cowboy hat at the Washington State Fair. You did look good.
We should have all bought some.
Now that you don't have braces on your face, I feel like you could really pull off the look. I don't know why.
But. Kane Brown is a big country star, and he just revealed that he has been trying to cover up this Batman tattoo on his chest for years.
And I wonder how many people have, like, Batman tattoos, Superman tattoos that they're like, maybe that wasn't the best idea.
So he admitted that it's one of his biggest regrets in life, and we have some of the audio of that.
I'm Batman no more. I hate this tattoo. I mean, I'm actually grateful because my shirt stays on a lot more than what my team always tries to get me to take my shirt off.
I also hate that, man. My team as well. You guys are always like, take your shirt off, Steve.
Shirt off.
Show off that Batman tattoo.
Yeah.
Don't laugh so hard there, Sam. That is a gross visual.
I can't stand this tattoo on my chest. It started when I was 18. It's been a cover-up three times. I've been trying to get it done since I was 18. Now it's turned into a hawk.
Oh. From Batman to a hawk.
Hawkman. I don't know why I'm still stuck on the whole, he has a team of people that are like, Kane, you got to take your shirt off more, man. That's what the ladies want. And some of the fellas as well.
Pop the top.
Right?
Pop the top, baby.
Piece of meat, man. If I was him, I'd be like, start eating like crazy, put on some extra pounds and piss off your team.
Oh, do that for sure. What was your first tattoo when you were 18?
My first tattoo was, I'm trying to remember, was it the Biohazard logo or the King's Crown? I believe it was the King's Crown on my ankle.
And you've not ever covered one of those up?
No.
Okay, I didn't cover up my first tattoo when I was 18 either.
Yeah, the only tattoo I have I kind of covered up, there were like a stars around my arm, and it wasn't because I didn't like them. It was just I was getting a sleeve, and in retrospect, I should have like thought full into the future because I didn't think I was ever going to get a sleeve.
No one does.
I know, you're right. So then all of a sudden, well, some people do now, and they're like, I'm going to get a sleeve. I'm like, I wish I had that mindset because I was like, I'm never going to get a sleeve. Now here I have two sleeves. But I had to like work around tattoos that already existed.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, the number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and the sentence we want you to complete is this. I can't stand blank on my body.
So it doesn't have to be a tattoo.
Does not have to be a tattoo.
Oh, man, I've got a laundry list. The tattoos are the least of my issues.
It could be anything. I can't stand blank on my body. What drives you nuts about your own body?
All right, I'm gonna put the what about you? Real quick.
That I don't like on my body?
Yes.
My knees. If I could give you a visual, I have the knees of Amy Schumer, but I want the knees of Nikki Glaser.
That doesn't help me
whatsoever.
I don't
even know what that means.
I got big, thick, injured, scarred up knees.
I'll be honest with you. Like, if Nikki Glaser and Amy Schumer were standing here and they were covered up from, like, the thigh up, I wouldn't be able to tell you which one's which.
One of them has very delicate, dainty knees, and the other one has very sturdy knees. And I have very sturdy knees. I just wish they were a little more delicate.
You can't wear shorts around us now for the foreseeable future, because all I'm going to do is stare at your knees trying to figure out why you don't like them.
I didn't even know this was a thing until I saw Karen's knees, and I'm like, oh wow, compared to her, I do have very dainty knees. Oh, okay, nice.
Sorry, not helping now.
If I could get liposuction on any part of my body, I would start with my knees.
What is happening?
Is that even a thing? Can you get it done?
Can I get my knees sculpted? That would be great.
You know, I'm sure there's somebody out there that could do it for you.
So the sentence we need you to complete is, I can't stand blank on my body. What drives you nuts about your own body? Call us now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Weezer.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want you to complete this sentence. I can't stand blank on my own body. What drives you nuts about your own body? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm loving some of the text messages that are coming in just because they're so matter of fact. I love this one. Just straight to the point. My nipples really bother me.
Oh.
I'm a lean, pretty muscular guy, but both of them hang slightly down. There's nothing I can do about it because it's genetic. Can you not get like a nipple lift?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Someone texted that I could get a Brazilian knee lift.
Yes, I saw that. Tyron, look into Brazilian knee jobs. Are we sure that's exactly what we think it is?
I'm afraid to Google it.
Maybe if you go to the Philippines.
Yeah, that's where you get a good deal.
I mean, you hear stories of people going to other countries to get like stem cells and things along those lines. I had a buddy that went to, I think it was the Philippines, Thailand maybe, and he got a root canal for 20-something bucks.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you can probably get it for on the cheap.
I like that idea.
Can't promise that you'll be able to walk after it, but you know.
But I'll have those nice knees.
You'll have the daintiest knees while you're sitting in that wheelchair.
And it is a real thing, a knee lift.
What?
Yeah. What are we lifting, though? Like, is it thinning it out?
Yes, the extra
please,
skin.
Do you do you have big bone knees?
I always have my whole life. I've always had big calves and big knees.
So if we did get this surgery, which sounds like you need,
are we crowdfunding?
Yeah, why not? We'll start a GoFundMe. Even if we thin them out, are the bones just so like big that it's still going to look big?
I don't even know. I need to see some before and after pictures.
We need like a knee job consultant.
We do.
And it says it addresses issues like excess fat, sagging skin, or bulges. And I think Taryn has all three of those.
I think I do. I do.
Well, Sarah, you're just savage this morning.
They have shared a hotel room together, so
she's seen these knees.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you have bulging knees?
But, I mean, they're
according
pretty,
to Sarah, you do.
Pretty substantial.
If I was you, I wouldn't wear gray sweatpants if that's the case.
Tis the season. 206-803-ROCK. I can't stand blank on my body.
Someone said the one thing on my body I can't stand, my flat ass. It's so damn hard to find pants that hold themselves up, even with a belt. I have been collecting suspenders, but now I got a new elastic belt last year that works pretty good. Oh, I have one of those.
What's an elastic belt?
This one right here, baby. It's called an arcade belt, and it clips.
Arcade?
What?
It's called arcade belt. It's a brand.
I've never even heard of that.
Boom, and then just bam.
Do you still have like a place where you can adjust it to?
Yeah, it's kind of like the thingy thing.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh yeah, my wife hates this belt, so I wear it all the time just to troll her. So you look like you're wearing a seatbelt all the time, like damn straight.
Feels good.
Buckle up, time to buckle up. And I always make it a point to buckle it when I'm around her.
Does it help with your flat butt?
Oh yeah. My pants stay up all the time because of these suspenders. I don't know if I could ever rock suspenders.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, are you trying to set me up for failure?
No, I think you'd look good with suspenders.
All of a sudden, if I start walking around work wearing suspenders, I bet like Gabe from The Wolf will pull one of you aside and be like, what's up with Steve with the suspenders?
Honestly, I've never seen anyone look cool in suspenders. So he's 100% setting you up.
Didn't your husband wear suspenders for the wedding?
No.
Oh, I thought he did.
I think at a wedding, suspenders look cool.
Yeah.
Like on a suit, I think you can rock suspenders no problem.
But like day to day?
But like with like a t-shirt and jeans and then the suspenders. I kind of want to do this.
Please. Can you just start a trend? You can be an influencer, Steve.
I want to do it for as long as it takes until someone from work pulls one of you aside. And it's like, what's going on with Steve and these suspenders? And I won't even tuck my shirt in, so like the suspenders kind of pull.
Oh, no. Oh, I love it.
I'm in for this.
We need to get Daily Migs branded suspenders for you.
Oh, now we're cooking with butter.
I like it.
I'm in for that. How about this text that just came in at 206-803-ROCK? My nose. It's tiny. In high school, they called me Tiny Nose Nancy. My name isn't even Nancy.
Oh, that's like a double whammy.
That's savage.
It's kind of crazy that someone usually I feel like it's because their nose is too big rather than it being too small. So that's...
Yeah.
So jokes on the bullies.
Right.
It's weird to picture
like a little button nose.
Yeah, someone with a too small of nose. Like Steve and I, we got honkers, you know? We got that big nose.
Excuse me?
We got big noses.
I feel like mine's very dainty. I'm kidding. Not that delusional.
I have a crooked nose. I have a deviated septum.
How'd you get crooked?
Well, so back in the day...
Is it cheerleading?
My cousin is like 11 years older than me. So I was little. He told me to try to throw the basketball up and try to hit the power lines. And I did, and then when it came back down, I just didn't catch it.
It got your face?
It just bashed me right in the face.
So was the nose broken?
Yeah, and it like just never really healed right.
Uh-huh.
And so now I have a weird little crooked nose.
Yeah, but you don't notice unless you like pull your skin so far onto your face.
Now when I... next time we're like close talking, Steve.
Which is never. But do tell.
You'll notice it. I mean, if you look for it, it's there. You'll see it's crooked.
I can't get my eyes off of your knees. I don't know if I'll ever look at your nose. I'm sorry.
Jacked up knees, jacked up nose. I love my body.
Somebody said, hey, if you're going to wear suspenders, they got to be the rainbow kind, just like Robin Williams used to wear.
Yes!
Those are pretty badass, yes.
Oh, I'm excited about this. I'm also excited for somebody with a big brain to give us a call right now because we want somebody to beat Steve. He's got a record of 320 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.